Unit 2. Lesson 2A. Exercises 5 and 6.
Well, it's got some really evocative descriptions. I also like that you've written it all in the first person, although you're clearly talking about several people. However, you do need to make some improvements. For example, some of the phrases are a bit predictable, like crying buckets in verse 2. Remember that, unlike novels, every word is important here, and it's how you use the words together that matters. I also found all the emotions a bit unbelievable. Perhaps it should be less sentimental. Finally, the third verse is very slow-moving, so you need to do something to give it a faster pace. But, as I said, there are some really nice lines, so well done. Why don't you go away and see if you can rewrite it, then bring it back next week.
Mirrors by Carol Shields is a very powerful narrative. It's also only a few pages long, and it only took me 20 minutes to read it. It's a touching tale of a married couple who don't wish to face up to the inevitability of growing old. The plot hinges on the idea of them ignoring the passing of time by removing mirrors, or anything shiny and reflective, from the house. The characters of the old people in the tale are beautifully drawn, and you can really identify with them and their fears. It almost has the feel of a fairy tale. It's as if the simple act of looking in a mirror will break a magic spell and bring the couple's world crashing down.
The Wolves at the Duke Theatre on 42nd Street is one of the best new productions in New York. It's an all-female show, not surprisingly perhaps, as the action centers on a girls' soccer team. It's full of energy, and the actor's ability to stage a convincing soccer match on a small stage is very impressive. It has lots of humor, but it isn't all lightweight fun. This show is far from shallow. It manages to highlight serious topics as diverse as the problems of adolescence, organized religion, and the macabre practices of a real-world dictatorship. The Wolves is Sarah Dunlap's first major production, but I think we'll be hearing a lot more from her in the future.
Welcome back to the show. Now, since we're talking about great works of literature this week, have you read Neil Gaiman's book, American Gods? I really want to recommend it to my listeners. It's a brilliant story, which combines fantasy and ancient myths with that great American dream, the long-distance road trip. The book has a very intriguing plot, which centres on the relationship between the two main protagonists, a criminal called Shadow and a strange character called Mr. Wednesday. It contains mystery and suspense, and some nail-biting action with some very funny moments. All in all, it's a real page-turner. But I wouldn't recommend it as a bedtime story because there are some quite chilling moments in the novel. It could easily keep you awake.